بیا تو بیا ماچ هم کنی.
سلام
قربانت.
سلامتی؟
This kind of gathering gives you the sense that you are in Kurdistan, but the minute when everybody goes away, then you start the routine, the normal life, then you miss Kurdistan. But these gatherings help you to get rid of that homesickness.
I've come to Brixton in South London to visit the musical household of the Zahawi family. The Zahawis come from Iraqi Kurdistan, which along with other parts in Iran, Turkey, Syria and Armenia comprises Kurdistan, the land of the Kurds. When we hear news bulletins, all we get is images of war and scattered peoples. But there is more to Kurdistan than that. The Kurds are one of many ancient nations in the Middle East and one of the largest ethnic groups there. As I approached, I could feel the thumping of Kurdish percussion in the Zahawi household resonate, like the beats of a passionate heart yearning for the motherland.
My name is Hussein Zahawi. My brothers influenced me by playing the daf, which is a Kurdish frame drum. And, you know, by the jingles create so much syncopation as similar to like breathing.
Why are you caressing her very gently?
She needs to be fed.
So you're warming the daf, yeah, next to the radiator. Yeah. This is where East meets West. Is she ready?
A regular musical pilgrim to this household is Hamid Karim Nisa'i, Hussein's brother-in-law. Hamid is from Iran, and he was beginning to improvise on his tar, a long-necked six-string instrument with a double-belly sandbox covered with animal skin.
I've been playing for so many years, but not professionally, unfortunately, because of, you know, some sort of problems in life. But I'm still practicing and hope to improve my techniques.
Well, you married into a family that will naturally help you practice it.
Yeah.
Sitting next to Hamid, also drawn by the Zahawi musical magnet, from Greece, Matheus Tsakhouridis.
I was born within a musical family. My grandfather played the musical instrument I'm holding now. This instrument is called the Pontic lyre. It is very old, and they say that the war dance that the Greeks performed when they had won the Trojan War, it was performed on this instrument.
So this is your kind of a positive Trojan invasion of a Kurdish home in Brixton. And why do you have two of them in your case?
I've got one which produces lower sounds, lower pitch, like... I've got my other one, which is a very high tune.
Yes, sirs. Is there a historical, collective musical connection between Greek music on one side and Kurdish music on the other?
I think both countries share their political feelings, they share their history, because they've got a very strong ancient background. And that makes us very well communicated people.
The musical atmosphere was that of spontaneity, more like a jam session. The flavor was mixed, albeit with a solid backbone of Kurdish iqaat, rhythmic modes. Thank you.
this is a kind of musical meeting. This music is not written down. It doesn't even exist. We just create it.
In another corner, Kurdish-Iraqi musician Tara Jaff sat proudly behind a huge harp, dressed in black, with matching black hair flowing over her shoulders. Accompanied by Hamid on the tar, she broke into her arrangement of a poem by the Kurdish poet Abdullah Goran. He was in hospital, bedridden with insomnia, when he wrote this poem.
Scenery very well, and he's confined to his hospital room, feeling very trapped, not being able to sleep. And he talks about this Jurim Tenyao Dinyai Bar Panjarei Jur, which means that I'm in my room by myself and I'm looking outside. So then he goes on to describe what he sees outside and then what he imagines outside of his room at this windows.
How about yourself? Are you looking through a certain window through which you hope one day to see Kurdistan? Do you feel confined in your space away from home?
Musically, I do, very, very much. Because I lived abroad most of my life, my knowledge of Kurdish music is quite limited because I haven't had that access. I mean, now things are changing because we've got television and things, but my knowledge was always very limited. And I always thought that all that music I could get if I actually could enter into that window and go back. Actually get the song and get the words and get the music, reach a point in playing it in which I'm happy with what I'm playing, then I've reached Kurdistan. Then I feel free.
I'm
melancholy of Tara's harp was followed by a surge of percussion as Hawar, another of the Zahawi brothers, whipped up the atmosphere with a dance tune. Folk music and dance have long been the means by which the Kurds maintain their ethnic and national identity through the ages and against all odds. Our host, Mr. Ibrahim Zahawi, led the traditional Kurdish line dance, Dabka, waving a handkerchief and keeping the dynamic rhythm of this dance. As for me, well, I was swept off my feet, quite literally.
This is a very breathless dream, describing the traditional Kurdish Dabka, women holding hands near their waists, moving their hands in a circular fashion, and very flirtatious, but wonderfully reserved shoulder movements. Hawar, you are the eldest son of Mr. Ibrahim Zahawi.
Yes, I am, yes.
And you were playing the daf.
Yes.
But while you were doing it, you were also leading the dance in, like, chants.
The sound was the love sound, and one of the oldest Kurdish folk. But this is like one of the Kurdish keys, when they all the Kurdish behind each other, like parties, they're going to say these sounds, you know, like 2/4, boom, ba, ba, boom, ba, ba, boom. We have a 6/8 as well. Sounds like this is something like this. This is 6/8.
Hawar, your name means the call for freedom.
Yes.
And how does your music help you go towards freedom?
Sometimes I feel when I'm on a stage that the sound is, they have a hawar called hawar, hawar, hawar imillati kurd. It means voice, voice of the nation. They call for the freedom. And you can't believe it. At the same times, I have a very special feeling. And I have, you know, all my body is shaking, you know. Especially in the festivals with the other groups from the other countries. I saw them, you know, they are free and they have a country. They call, you know, he's come from Turkey, he's come from Lebanon, and he's come from Morocco. So sometimes I'm asking myself, so why you don't have any countries? I have a land, and this land, they take it from us many years ago. Well, I hope one day we will have a country.
One of Hawar's sisters was given the name Vikra, which is Arabic for memory, in remembrance of the time she was born when her father was in prison. Vikra carries with her the collective pain of a people who have been dispersed throughout history into many different modern states and suffer from ghurba, the feeling of estrangement, homesickness, and isolation.
When you left your home and you come to country to start from the beginning, it's very easy for children. But when you pass certain age, it's very difficult for you to get rid of all those cultural things. So it will stay with you every time. So do you think that meetings such as this one and gatherings such as tonight help you cope with this?
Of course. I can describe it as a psychotherapy for people who are, as a counseling, a psychotherapy for people who are feeling homesick. Especially for older people like my parents. We are busy with our working, with our jobs, with our studying, but for parents, for my father and my mother, it's very helpful. It gives them, you know, a life.
And it also helps the younger generation.
Of course. It helps them in a sense not to forget who they belong to and where they come from.
Dedicate this piece to my Kurdish friends. from the Kurdish-Iraqi Zahawi household in South London to a Kurdish-Turkish community centre in North London. In the Halkevi, which means the people's home, Muslim Eid celebrations were in full swing and people of all ages were flocking into the centre. The spicy smell of freshly grilled kebab on the outside was mixed with the enticing combination of dance drums and piano improvisations on the inside.
I need to speak to Mr. Yashal Ismail Oghlu, please. Thank you.
All right.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. All right. How
Salaam
are you?
Alaikum.
Alaikum salam.
Would you like to come in for a second?
My host and interpreter, Yashar Ismail Oghlu, is the coordinator of the Halkevi, and he led me to the music teacher, Janer Shaheen.
This is the music workshop,
uh-huh.
And then here we do classical Kurdish music. He will explain more about the music because I'm not a very good musician. I'm a poet. But not a good musician. But I've got a very good ear.
Well, poetry and music in the old tradition of Kurdistan and the Middle East go together.
When I go to Kurdistan and I'm on the mountains,
yes.
I look down and even if you can't hear the music, I could actually hear the Kurdish music
oh.
in my ear, then I could write my poetry. Janer runs, we got students who they like amateur music. He leads them into music.
Janer, why do you think that music is important to members of the Kurdish community in London?
Kürt insanı için müzik aslında her şeydir. Yani
music for Kurds is everything.
Biz Kürtler aslında tüm sevincimizi, coşkumuzu, heyecanımızı genelde her şeyimizi müzikle anlatmayı daha
We the Kurds, we find the most beautiful way to express ourselves, our history, our joy, our bitterness, our pain with music. Because the Kurdish people has been divided within the countries and then persecuted for a long time. And because they cannot talk their language, they cannot write it, they cannot put it forward, then the way that they found to put their history, their social life, their bitterness, everything into the music. So they cannot forbidden music.
When you're teaching the music here and having students play the music with you. Eventually, do you think this will help you open up and appreciate the music of the surroundings around you, of your host country? Or will it make you close into your identity more and more?
Because we have never seen a nationhood, the music has never developed in its own dynamics. It is always under persecution, under oppression. So therefore, the music, although represents some situation, it represents a protest music, it is not good to put that one into a very confined space and creating ghettos. So the Kurdish music, or what at least I am trying to do, to open the music for our own individuals and for everyone in the universe.
Yashar is a contemporary Turkish Cypriot poet. Why, you may ask, is a Turkish Cypriot running a Kurdish community center?
I fell in love with a Kurdish woman in 1967, and then I traveled all over Kurdistan, from a small village to big cities. And when you see Kurdish people in their villages, in their homes, the food that you eat, the songs that they sing, I fell in love with a woman. But I fell in love with a nation.
The main hall of the Halkevi was packed with people celebrating Eid or Bayram, the end of the Muslim pilgrimage season to Mecca. I was pleasantly surprised by a young group of music students. They'd walked into the Halkevi, one of them triumphantly holding a saz, the long lute often used in folk music.
Well, it wasn't too difficult. The owner of the shop is actually Kurdish. We told him the situation and we said, can we borrow it for a few minutes? And he said, sure, why not? So we took it. If we break it, then we have to pay for it. We should go into the other room where you can hear it better.
Caner is improvising on his saz, this wonderful instrument with a very long neck. It's got seven strings, three, two, two. And the actual body of it is oval shape, beautiful wood. But what really caught my eye is another eye. It's the blue eye that's very, very common in the Middle East, and it's supposed to protect you from the vibes of those who don't wish you well.
After the Occupation, Dawn of Awareness by Yasha Ishmael Ogulu. You are the thoughts which were repressed when sleep is sweetest. You became the cry of joy of the children upon awakening, possessing the morning together, the silence becoming an ululation. The fresh winds of Navroz, the price of freedom, bullets and bloodshed. We saw so much brutality, so many riots, so many tears before Christ and after Christ. But we were always silent, and our friends the mountains were angry with us. The Euphrates was angry too, Haran too. We were vexed with one another, and in the end we were defeated. In the street, beneath the litter, the cries from the cemetery are toppling the stones, and a falling seed grows green. We smile again, no longer recognize the suffering, from Bhutan to Haran, as our joy ripples outwards.
Nowruz, a singer in exile in London, whose name stands for the Kurdish New Year, comes from Behdinan in the south of Kurdistan. Here, he sings a mountain-style vocal improvisation, Hastana. In this a cappella rendition, he improvises with the word Aman, by God, as he combines the burning feelings of a homesick and broken heart with the highly technical vocal ornamentation of Larzanden.
وي دلايم بكل دلايم غريب دلايم اي دلايم فريشان دلايم.
I'm in Kurdistan, I'm traveling Kurdistan, I'm flying. I can see every village, I can see every city, I can see my lovely people, warm people, friendly people. I can see the huge mountains and the birds, the trees, the spring waters, the snow, the beautiful rivers. The whole nature is there because Kurdistan is a beautiful country, mountain country. I love people there. When I sing, I can see every part of Kurdistan.
This Kurdish-Iraqi singer has been imprisoned in three countries, Iraq, Iran, and Turkey, for singing Kurdish songs like this Hastana, the unique way of singing with the echoes from the mountains around him.
Our enemies can kill us, can poison us by chemicals, can do anything with us, but they can't kill the hope. The future in exile of the music, I think, is a bright future, and the young Kurdish musicians and singers will find their ways, and one day they will introduce the proper Kurdish music to the world. And this is not a dream. I can see it. It's happening gradually.
Back to the Zahawi family of young Kurdish musicians. Their household has become a meeting place for diverse musical talent. The circle is now complete with the arrival of Irish double bass player Bernard O'Neill and Syrian Abdullah Shahade with his plucked zither, the Qanun. The great Muslim scholar Imam Shafi'i once said, "The more I learn, the more I learn of my ignorance." My experience as a Palestinian singer has been enriched by the music of the Afghan, Yemeni and Kurdish communities in the UK, which I've visited in this series. This wouldn't have been possible were it not for the welcome and trust of these communities who've allowed me into their rich but hidden musical worlds. Ethnic minorities do get discriminated against, and in the blindness of this discrimination, their cultural and musical contributions are often ignored and denied. At the same time, we tend to romanticize the notion of all that is distant and exotic, ignoring the rich diversity all around us. Finally, allow me to sing with all the musicians in the Zahawi household an old Iraqi folk song, Fog in Nakhal Fog, meaning above the palm trees, by the rivers of the Tigris and the Euphrates in Mesopotamia and the Middle East.